proclamation number 8908 dated the January 9th, 1965. Task. You still have to accomplish an important task before my intervention occurs, on account of which you will be placed into entirely different circumstances which will make your work for my kingdom more difficult. Yet, prior to this, souls which do not oppose my word shall still be reached, they shall learn what is about to happen to humanity even if they doubt it. The huge event will very soon convince them that you have told the truth. Therefore make it known it to everyone. Inform them of this intervention which is coming ever closer and will affect everyone, although the affected country will still remain hidden to you. I appeal to you to tell all people, to whom you take my word, about the indication of the immense natural disaster. It will be necessary for all of them to think about it for once, to feel directly spoken to and, depending on their attitude, be able to draw comfort and strength in the forthcoming time of need. Wherever my word is proclaimed, people shall be informed of it. People everywhere shall be told what is about to happen to them, even if they find it difficult to believe. But when the said event takes place, which will come from above, from the cosmos, which therefore will not have been caused by human will, then they will also believe in the closely following end. For I want to speak to people just once more through this disaster. I want to awaken them from the sleep of death and direct their eyes towards me, towards the one whom they can reach through heartfelt prayer. I want to speak with a loud voice because they pay no attention to my gentle words. But I will also take care of those who then still find me. And even if they fall victim to the disaster, yet their souls will be saved if they still call upon me and acknowledge me as the power to which they are subject and have to bow down to. I call on all of you to mention my words and not to fear that you might worry people, for it is of no avail if they walk blindly into the disaster, which will then take them by surprise and they will be unable to find an explanation for it. If, however, you tell them in advance what I intend to achieve by it, if you announce it as certain, then some of them will feel affected by it and, even if they don't believe it, will not forget about it. And then they will already know that it is an event which was sent by my will over humanity, and they will know that my word is truth and thus also belief in the end. Every attempt has to be made to lead people to believe. And this huge natural disaster, too, can still awaken faith in people who are otherwise no longer approachable and whom I nevertheless still want to win over for me, even if it is in connection with a great calamity. However, you are facing the danger of renewed banishment, and if I can still pull souls away from it, they will be eternally grateful to me. For the fate of renewed banishment is far more horrendous, it will last for eternities, whereas the natural disaster will be over within a night. And although it will be followed by enormous misery, every one of you will nevertheless be able to change it into a bearable situation, if only you muster faith in me. For I am Lord over life and death, I can also give to you what you need, just as I can take from you what you are unwilling to surrender voluntarily. And therefore, don't fail to inform your fellow human beings about the forthcoming event, for no one shall say that he didn't know of it. Only, people will not believe that they are so close to the end, otherwise they would also be able to gather from the scriptures that a catastrophic event will befall humanity. But they believe that the time has not yet come when what is written will be fulfilled. Yet one day the future will become the present, one day the announcements will come true, and this time is close at hand. Amen.